Club, Wally Maruchan.
Sympathize with their boss who have been displaced from Ifulongamo in Chingola. NDCA has urged leaders to defend President Hichilema ahead of the 2026 elections. In international news, Chad's former prime minister has appealed to French President Emmanuel Macron after 2 months in detention. And in sports news, Juventus have entered the race to sign Wilfred Ndidi.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Patriotic Front, Tonsi Alliance youths in on the Copper Belt have expressed deep sympathy and solidarity with the small-scale miners, commonly known as Jarabos in Chingola, who have been displaced from their primary source of income at Ifilongoma. Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary Humphrey Kabwe explains that despite having supported the UPND government in 2021 elections, these miners have been betrayed as the current administration has reportedly chased them away from the mining dumps that previously provided livelihoods for hundreds of families. He noted that the UPND government had promised that Jarabos would be allowed to resume operations at Ifilongoma starting March 20th, 2025, yet no tangible progress has been made.
The late former President Edgar Gachagua Lungu and the Patriotic Front gave the Jarabos an opportunity to earn a living from these dumps, Ifilongoma. But surprisingly today, the UPND government has decided to test them from these prices, thus making them destitute and leave hundreds of families without a source of income and in poverty. While ministers and the UPND senior leaders continue to enjoy free food from taxpayers' money, this is unacceptable and progressive to the development of this nation. You promised to allow the Jalabos to resume operation on 20th March 2025, but surprisingly today, nothing has happened apart from contradictory and arrogant statements from the ministers. One minister says government has opened operations. The next day, another minister says government has not opened any operations. So who is telling the truth between the two ministers? Where are the artisanal mining licenses you promised the Jalabos? Where are the finances you promised the Jalabos? Where are the machineries you promised the Jalabos?
A 24-year-old female student attending the Lwindi Gonde traditional ceremony in Monza district was raped in a disturbing incident that has shocked the local community. According to the official police report from the Gonde Operational Police Post, the victim and her friend had set up a small store to sell merchandise at the ceremony. Around 05 hours yesterday, the two women went to relieve themselves in a nearby bush. It was there that they were confronted by two unknown men. The suspects handcuffed both women, accusing them of urinating in a prohibited area. They demanded a bribe of 500 kwacha each, threatening to hand them over to the police if they did not comply. The victim's friend paid the demanded amount and was released. However, the victim was unable to pay. One of the suspects then coerced her into exchanging sex for her freedom. When she refused and insisted on being taken to the police, the man led her further into the bush under the pretext of taking her to the Malende shrine. Instead, he threatened her and proceeded to rape her. The victim sustained pain and injuries in her private parts and was immediately taken to Monza Mission Hospital for medical treatment. A medical report has been issued to support the ongoing investigations. The police have opened a docket and are actively investigating the matter. Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxenso Daka says no arrests have been made so far, but authorities are urging anyone with information to come forward to help identify and apprehend the suspects. Governance activist and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has highlighted that holidays do not necessarily impact productivity for individuals in the informal sector who are determined to work. President Hakainde Hichilema recently stated that Zambia has too many holidays with low levels of productivity. In an interview, that some holidays hold significant meaning and importance for Zambians as they signify certain events. Mr. Mianda also believes that holidays allow people to refresh their minds and recharge, which is essential for productivity. He opposed the idea of removing or squashing these holidays, arguing that they serve as important reminders of the country's history and cultural heritage.
To me, as governance expert and human rights advocate, for the president to observe that, you know, there are too many holidays and, you know, most of these holidays are not productive, to me, I think it doesn't apply. It does not apply, and it does not actually disturb anyone to remain productive. Now, these holidays actually are there for a purpose. That's why there's Heroes Day, Unit Day. These holidays actually are marked to commemorate certain events. Okay, Independence Day, Christmas Day. These holidays are there to signify certain events that are notable on the calendar, on the national calendar, or even on the international calendar, which need to be observed. And at the same time, they actually give time for people to refresh their minds. You know, too much of anything is bad.
The National Democratic Congress, NDC, has called on all government leaders to actively support and defend President Hakainde Hichilema's administration as Zambia approaches the 2026 general elections. While praising President Hichilema's commitment to transparency, accountability and economic recovery, NDC President Joseph Kasonde expressed concern over the silence of many ministers, MPs and other officials when government policies face criticism. Mr. Kasonde, who is also UPND chairperson for mobilization, stressed that leadership requires public engagement and accountability beyond managing portfolios. He has warned that voters will judge leaders on their individual records and urge all elected and appointed officials to step forward and defend the government's agenda with clarity and courage. Mr. Kasonde has further called for collective responsibility to support the president and uphold the government's vision. In international news, a South African